Joseph Gerson from the American Friends Service Committee and author of Empire and the Bomb, How the United States Uses Nuclear Weapons to Dominate the World, says that North Korea, which left the Non-Proliferation Treaty in 1991, has good reasons to fear a nuclear attack from the U.S.
The United States has seen since the 1850s that it needed to control Asia in order to be the world's dominant power. On at least 40 occasions since Nagasaki, the United States has prepared and threatened to initiate nuclear war in order to maintain its global dominance. Daniel Ellsberg, who was one of the men who drafted U.S. nuclear policy, explained that the United States has used its nuclear gun in much the same way that an armed robber uses a gun in the course of a robbery. When the gun is pointed, whether or not the trigger is pulled, the gun has been used. In 1950, General MacArthur, who was commanding U.S. forces in Korea at the time, wrote in his journal, and I quote, "I see here a use for the atomic bomb." Plans were initially suspended when the Joint Chiefs of Staff thought that the targets were too small for the use of atomic bombs, so we used so-called conventional weapons, which is to say 900,000 gallons of napalm, just to begin. But 6 months later, Truman, in a press conference, implicitly threatens nuclear attack, saying that the United States will use any weapon in its arsenal in order to prevail in the war. Again, we have MacArthur writing that he believes that between 20 and 30 atomic bombs strung across the neck of Manchuria would create, quote, a belt of radioactive cobalt to ensure that for at least 60 years there could be no land invasion of Korea from the north. And he requested that 30 atomic bombs be prepared. In March of 51, the U.S. moved very close to nuclear war. Truman ordered that nuclear weapons be assembled within sight and range of East Asia in Okinawa. Targets are selected. They include Shanghai, other Chinese industrial cities, and four North Korean cities. As was the case throughout much of the Cold War, the Chinese and Russians backed off. One of the seminal events comes with the Eisenhower administration. He adopted a policy called massive retaliation, the linking of any local or regional war to nuclear response. And the terms used were nation killing. No country should challenge the United States. That was the concept.
And Ju Yeon Ri, speaking for the National Campaign to End the Korean War.
Knowing the truth is really a power, but bringing knowledge to the action and make things happen is what's important. And that's what we are trying to do. So let's end the Korean War.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.